Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 3rd of November, 2012. It's the birthday of William Cullen Bryant, born Covington, Massachusetts, 1794. Worked as a lawyer, didn't like it, became a writer, became a journalist, edited the New York Evening Post for 50 years. He promoted unions, condemned slavery, and advocated for a Central Park in Manhattan. Most famous for his poem, Thanatopsis, which he wrote when he was 17 years old. It's the birthday of the photographer Walker Evans, born in St. Louis, 1903. He grew up in a wealthy family, going to boarding schools, dropped out of college, went off to Paris to become a writer, spent some time at the Shakespeare and Company bookstore, saw James Joyce there once, but he was too shy to introduce himself. He tried to write, but couldn't get much done. He said, "I wanted so much to write that I couldn't write a word." So he went back home, felt like a failure, but one day he picked up a camera and he started taking pictures. And one of the first pictures he took was of a parade honoring Lindbergh's flight in 1927. And instead of focusing on the parade itself, he took pictures of the street the parade had just passed through, littered with handbills and confetti. He realized that he'd not been able to become a writer because he was too reverential about literature. But with a camera, he could capture anything that he wanted. So Evans decided to take pictures of ordinary things. He photographed storefronts and signs, marquee lights, common tools. He took pictures of people in the New York City subways. He loved photographing bedrooms, the bedrooms of farmers, bohemian bedrooms, middle-class bedrooms. He liked to photograph what people had on their mantles, on their dressers, and in their dresser drawers. And it made him famous. In 1933, he got the first one-man photographic exhibition put on by the Museum of Modern Art. And he took some of the most famous images of the Great Depression in his photographs of Alabama sharecroppers for the book that he made with James Agee, Let Us Now Praise Famous Men. And it's the birthday of the playwright Terrence McNally, St. Petersburg, Florida, 1939, who supported himself working on radio shows for a time, which he didn't like, and so he wrote his play Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune. It was a big hit in 1987. Here's a poem for today by David Budbill, The Fall Almost Nobody Sees. Everybody's gone away. They think there's nothing left to see. The garish colors, flashy show is over. Now those of us who stay hunker down in sweet silence, blessed emptiness, among red-orange shadblow, purple-red blueberry, copper-brown beech, gold tamarack, a few remaining pale yellow popple leaves, sedge and fern in shades from beige to darkening red to brown to almost black. And all this in front of, below, among blue-green spruce and fir and white pine, all of it under gray skies, chill air, all of us waiting in the somber dank and rain, waiting here in quiet, chill November, waiting for the snow. The Fall Almost Nobody Sees, a poem by David Budbill from his collection Happy Life, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.